Hi there, Russell Davies here, and welcome to this week's episode of the podcast. Having seen infertility from every angle, male, female, secondary, unexplained, explained, over a 10-year journey, we learned so much. We've learned even more since then. What's the one thing I wish I knew on our journey that would have made all the difference? My wife and I know that if we knew then what we know now, it would not have been a 10-year journey. So this episode, I'm going to share the one thing I wish I knew back then that would have made all the difference, that I hope can make the difference for you on your fertility journey, to fast track your journey to getting pregnant. It's another beautiful day here in the UK. I'm just sitting in the coolness of the morning. I think it's been another hot day today. I can feel a nice breeze. I can hear the birds. As soon as I came out here and sat down, it was like, this quietness came over me. It's a great place, and yeah, the nature is a great place just to reflect and just to be. And I have been reflecting recently on a question someone asked me is, what's the one thing I wish I knew on our fertility journey? For those that don't know, my wife and I had a 10-year fertility journey. First, my wife had fertility problems and she spent many years resolving those, working with a great gynecologist, looking for a more holistic approach. And after many years, about a year, she got her cycle back, full healthy cycle the first time. And for the first time, there's no reason why she couldn't have children naturally. And then after about a year or so of trying, we realised I had fertility problems. I'd never been tested up to that point. No one suggested I should get a test. The focus was always on her, and that's often the case. As you know, this can be a very female-centric kind of industry. And I think, like many of my clients, the one thing I wish I knew was how much my mind played a role in my journey. Like many of my clients, we were trying so hard to find the thing that made a difference. For me, my journey, my infertility, I tried everything. Lifestyle, acupuncture, herbs, nutrition. I was taking fistfuls of massive pills every morning. I love acupuncture. I believe it's an amazing tool and can make a big difference. Keeping the phone in my pocket, holding all sorts of things, which I believe can make a difference. But after a number of months of doing all that stuff, my test results got worse. Doctors didn't believe it'd get any worse, so it was so bad to start with. And that sent me into a bit of psychological tailspin. Because what I hadn't realised was unconsciously I was living my life, I'll be happy when. And unconsciously I wasn't aware that it started in childhood. I'll be happy when my mum's happy with me. I'll be happy when she's not shouting at me. I'll be happy when I get good exam results to prove I'm a good boy and I'm worthy and shouldn't be in trouble. I mean, I'll be happy when I get my degree. I'll be happy when I get a good job. I'll be happy when I get married. There's always the next thing. It's like being on a treadmill. And the next thing for me was, we'll be happy when we have children. And it was the real eye-opener to me to realise, to be brutally honest with myself, that I wasn't content. I had all the things outside of life. You think, you know, the car, the house, the career, things outside of us we think we need, or life says you need to be happy and to be content. But I wasn't content. And it wasn't until I was really brutally honest with myself. And I started my inner journey. I started to realise actually I didn't feel loved as a child. I knew I'm loved, and my mum, my dad loved me unconditionally, but at times I didn't feel loved. It felt conditional. I didn't believe I was fully loved for who I was. I questioned God, life, the universe, where that really existed and where I was loved for who I was. I was living in fear of judgment. It wasn't until I did that inward journey I found this place of peace without giving up. It does exist, this place of peace without giving up. A place of peace where having children moves from being a need to a desire. I still wanted to have children, but for the first time I could imagine an inspiring, fulfilled life even without children. We still continued the journey, went to the clinics and explored treatment, but it felt so different. The pressure was off, and that's why clients say they go into their treatments after working together. They've maybe had treatment before, but they say it just feels different. They feel more relaxed, have more perspective. It's the one thing I wish I knew, how much my mind was playing a role in my journey. Because we got pregnant against all odds, one in a billion chance we were told it would happen naturally. We weren't even trying because there was no point. But I found this place of peace. This flow came back to life. I started making decisions that honoured me. And in that, I got pregnant naturally. I was so bemused. I did a test soon after. My fertility had improved dramatically without even doing anything about it. I'd given up trying to do something about it. It'd become near normal without me doing anything. It's like flow would come back to my life and my body. All the things I was trying to do to improve, I was doing out of fear. And it's not to stem that tide of fear, the fear of not having a baby, then our fertility improved dramatically and naturally, but also anything we do to try and improve it can be more effective. Because when we do things out of fear, we actually unconsciously can be feeding that fear. It's like positive affirmations can be unconsciously feeding the negative belief. So the one thing I wish I knew earlier on was how much our mind was playing a role in our journey for my wife and for me. If we knew then what we know now, it would not have been a 10-year journey. I don't regret it. You know, kind of, I'm so glad what I learned on my journey. I'm a different person, a much more contented person. I truly believe I'm a better father as a result. So that's the one thing I wish I knew before. But I'm so glad I know it now because it affects other areas of life. So I guess I'll leave you with a question. Not even a question, a statement. I want you to say this statement out loud, but then get brutally honest to what internal response you have to it. And the question is, am I content? Am I truly content? Why do I feel loved? Am I loved? Do I feel loved? Or even better, try this. Say this statement out loud, but listen to your internal response. I accept myself as I am today. I accept myself as I am today. Then listen to your internal response. Be brutally honest. If the answer is no, or part of you doesn't really believe it, then maybe part of you is not, no, you're okay in this moment. They don't need a baby to be fulfilled or complete. What stops us feeling fulfilled and complete in this moment is our insecure thoughts that we didn't come into the world with. It's not us. It's not life. We learned it along the way. And the good news is you can unlearn it. It's not you. It's not you. It's like contaminated thinking in our head. It's not you. It's not who you really are. It's not what we do. It's why we do it. If you're doing things out of fear, they can be feeding the fear. And the more you know you're okay in this moment, the more you're able to access your true sense of self, that knows you're okay, whatever happens. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a baby. But when you know you're okay in this moment, having a baby moves from being a need to a desire. And that's where the magic happens. And that's my wish for you, to know you're okay whatever happens. And life begins to flow again, and your body begins to flow again. And that fast tracks your journey to getting pregnant.